A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
On today's wrestling news, ECW original New Jack has died.
Some new tag team champions were crowned on last night's SmackDown.
Got some WWE return rumors.
And AEW are in talks to sign a big old star.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? Yes, my name is Phil Chambers and I'm joined by Gareth to talk all things wrestling. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, like the video, comment down below what you think of all of today's stories, and links to each story are in the description below. Click the timestamps and away you go. But first up, we do have to talk about ECW original New Jack, who has died aged 58. Real name Jerome Young, obviously. He died of a heart attack last night. When you go into New Jack's career, you've just got to think about the ECW run, really. A huge star in ECW, some of the biggest, loudest pops you will ever likely to come across with him coming out to his Natural Born Killers music. But throughout his career, he debuted in 1992 in USWA. One of his most notable early ones was with Smoky Mountain Wrestling in 94, 95, where he teamed up with Mustafa Saeed and formed the Gangsters. And they were way ahead of their time as an act back then, and they made some racists very, very angry. It was quite incredible stuff. And then obviously he joins ECW in 1995, starting off by attacking the Public Enemy on a show called Barbed Wire Hoodies and Chokeslams, which is an incredible name for a wrestling show. And then he just went on to a massive run with ECW, staying there all the way through to when they closed their doors in 2001, including he was 3-time tag team champions there. So hit big heights in ECW, but also a lot of controversy as well, obviously. We can't talk about New Jack without thinking about the sort of mass transit incident and things like that, but we won't get into those here. After ECW, he wrestled for XPW and had very brief runs in TNA, but because of his hardcore nature, let's say, never quite made it into WWE or anything like that. But he will go down. I was a very controversial, very... I mean, you just... In terms of New Jack, everybody knows New Jack from the ECW days. He'll go down in history from that as also one of the greatest promos of all time. He was absolutely fantastic. He would made it very, very, very easy to believe in what he was saying. It's unfortunate. Obviously, our thoughts go out to his friends and family at this time. And yeah, thoughts go out for New Jack.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where it's like you said, you can't really talk about him without addressing both sides of the man and like what he brought to the table as a performer, as a character as well. And like you said, you look at some of the promos that he cut, especially in the Smoky Mountain days, and they just, they hold up today. They're so compelling, some of his work, but there are obviously the times in his career where he went a little too far, and it's I think you have to fully just not embrace that as the character of the man and everything else, but it's just you have to just approach that and just be like, right, that's what his legacy is. It's both sides of it. You just have to accept both of them. But yeah, like you said, just thoughts and feelings go out to his family right now.
I will say as well, like I actually, when I was a kid, like tape traded ECW footage because my sister had Sky, so she'd tape like Raw and SmackDown and things for me, and I'd swap it with a friend in school for ECW tapes. And I loved New Jack as a kid, mainly because he terrified me. It was absolute. because you never knew what that guy was going to do. So I absolutely loved him back then. I highly recommend you go and seek out the Dark Side of the Ring documentary about him. He's also on Beyond the Mat, which is a fantastic documentary as well, if you haven't seen that. So there's a lot of things out there. But yeah, do go and watch some of his stuff in Smoky Mountain Wrestling, because boy, howdy, did he get some heat from those Southern Americans. Way ahead of his time, like I say, some incredible stuff down there.
And speaking of a team that are ahead of the time, in just underappreciated in their own time at this point, Tamina and Natalia. Yeah, there
ain't
you go. That's
Mina
a team.
Tamina.
No, exactly. Ain't nobody Mina. They are not appreciated in their own time, in
Pop
my
new
opinion.
Jack,
yeah, exactly. But yeah, they had a big moment on SmackDown last night. They became the new women's tag team champions. It happened. Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax lost their belts. Like they held. This was their second reign with the titles, and that reign lasted for 103 days. But before that, their previous reign lasted 112 days. So there was like a slight detour, obviously, with Charlotte Flair and Asuka got the belts for a little bit. But really, if you just put it all together, it's like a 200 plus day reign between them. So yay them. Now, the word in the street is they're probably going to go their separate ways now, which is great. If Shayna Baszler gets something fun to do and becomes an absolute killer, and Nia Jax just doesn't hurt anyone. Please fix Shayna Baszler. Yes, please. But with Natalia and Tamina, it's great for them. They cut a cool little promo afterwards that was really heartfelt. And Tamina was just like, I did it. This is her first major title that she's won in WWE. We're not going to talk about 24/7 championship, because that thing is just Bad Bunny traded it for a smoking skull belt thing. It's not a thing. It's not real. We're not having it. So that was her first major championship since signing or like joining WWE back in 2010. So that's 11 years she's had to wait for this major title. And you could see it. You could see it on her face. She was over the moon. She was cheering. She was doing the old snooker sign. So what the future holds for them as a team, we're not sure yet. Obviously, they can go over to Raw and defend the belts. Maybe they could go to NXT as veterans and have matches with them and have like a championship versus championship match for the women's tag title. We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. But for now, it was a nice feel-good moment. And yeah, it's official. Ain't nobody meaner.
Absolutely. You talk about people who have been overlooked for a long time and never really had an opportunity to show what they can do and like put themselves out there. Like Tamina's there for 11 years, most of those years probably just kind of acting as some kind of bodyguard figure in like two minute matches standing at the side. So it's good to see her finally get a moment alongside Natalia. And yeah, hopefully that means they can sort out Shayna Baszler for one, separate the women's tag team championships from the main championships and get them separate and get multiple layers of storylines throughout the shows rather than just piling everything into one. And let's fix this situation now. We've got an opportunity to do something better. But yeah, speaking of WWE, we've got a bunch of return rumors. The first one coming from a Den of Geek interview with John Cena. He was asked, if you return, like, how do you top something for, like, the Firefly Funhouse? And he was talking about how he loved doing the Firefly Funhouse, loved it because it was such an open book, and like when he asked people what it was, they were like, we don't really know. And so he saw that as a fantastic opportunity and a challenge to do something different. And I mean, look at what they created in the end, it was absolutely brilliant. But when talking about sort of his position in WWE and if he was going to return, he said, I always found a real sense of satisfaction contributing where I could, because I know that the idea of the sense of complacency within performers is high, and they always want to be at the top spot, and there is only one top spot. But I believe any spot is a chance to contribute. So it won't be about that. It will simply be if there is an enthralling and correct continuation of the narrative. I really, really want to get back to WWE. I really want audiences to get back to WWE. Heck, I'm with everybody, I think, around the world saying I just want the world to get back to normal. But these are interesting times, and I have a lot of interesting opportunities at my feet. And I really do appreciate the WWE Universe understanding that after so many years. And then he goes on to talk about what he will do if he does come back, and he says it won't be about topping a Firefly Funhouse match. The first question I'll ask is why, and the next question I'll ask is where do we go after that? And if I get I don't know to both of those, that's cool too, because that means I get to come up with my own thing. So John Cena very much thinking about getting back involved with WWE, and also not necessarily as a top spot, just as a spot with a story that makes sense, where he has a logical story that can continue on to something afterwards, which I think is a very, very smart way of looking at the comeback, rather than just saying, put straight in at the top spot and do one match and then leave or whatever. I don't think he's interested in things like that anymore.
Yeah, I like the idea of him coming back and having, like you said, like a continuation. We can't just have what happened in the Firefly Funhouse, him going off into a black hole and disappearing for a year and a half and then just coming back like, hey guys, WWE will probably, well, they have done that in the past, and they just kind of write these things off and pretend they never happened. But you can tell Cena doesn't want that. He's trying to, at this point in his career, in his wrestling career, if you want to, like, at this point, moment in time, he wants to be so selective, because it's closing, like winding down the legacy, you could say. He can afford to be so specific with what he wants to do. And like you say, that doesn't mean that he has to be at the top of the card trying to chase that last world title. I feel like that will probably become a thing, whether he wants to do that or not. I think WWE will just see that as a golden opportunity to just do a thing. So I think that may, like, get thrown into the mix at some point, maybe this year, maybe next year, we're not sure, as long as he can still go. He's still looking absolutely shredded. Like, the guy is kept in ridiculous shape, just is. Like, you can tell he just lives and breathes working out like a madman. And it's a weird one, because over his last couple of interviews that he's done, he's been saying things like, oh, WrestleMania is going to go on without Cena, doesn't need, we've proved we don't need John Cena at WrestleMania and all this stuff. So he's sent the audience down one path, and then he posts a thing on Instagram with the WWE logo, and then he does this. So he's just keeping us on his toe. Is it on our toes? Sorry, it's very confusing. John Cena just gets me very discombobulated.
I wouldn't take anything on John Cena's Instagram account at face value. If you look through that thing, it is mental.
It's nuts. Yeah, it's something you just don't want to get too deep into. Your brain will melt. It's like actually sitting through the Firefly Funhouse again. So we won't put you through
Instagram
that.
Though, as well. Just a little thing. Becky Lynch popped up in an Instagram post posted by Dead Boys Fitness, just in the background training again. It's always like sparking the little rumors of a possible return. You've got to say the women's division would be screaming out for a Becky Lynch return at this point, for something a little bit new. So we'll
it's one of them with that. Becky Lynch, where I feel like they're going to try and put that off as much as they can until we can get a live audience, a full capacity crowd, because think of the pop, it's got to be a bigger back. Like, just to have her come out to a Thunderdome pop, it'd break my heart, to be honest. So I want Becky to hold it off, get absolutely ripped in the gym, like she looked like she was getting shredded anyway. So just get in the best condition possible and come back.
Come back.
Yeah, she's just had a baby as well. Give us more time. Yeah. My goodness. But our last little piece we've got here right now is to do with the other company, the other rival company. It's AEW, the other team. And a person who was once with WWE very recently, and he's left. That's Andrade, who was apparently in talks to sign with All Elite Wrestling. This is according to the Wrestling Observer newsletter. Dave Meltzer has reported this. There's not really much beyond that. It's a very short report. It's just like, yep, they're talking to him. Not really sure what they've said or where he's at with it, if he's considering it, if not. But one of the big takeaways recently was the fact that he appeared for AAA earlier this month, and he challenged AEW World Champion Kenny Omega to a Mega Championship match, because obviously he's the AAA Mega Champion as well. So that's a thing that's happening. So potentially, I don't think Kenny's officially responded to that at this moment, but that could be a thing that could happen in the very near future, and that could sow some seeds for a relationship with AEW, whether he would join like full-time and be a full-time member of the roster, or just come in and work a few dates and work all over the shop for AAA. He seems like he's just weighing up everything right now. He's got his first major appearance in, I think, a month or so. I think he's got his first appearance in a big tag team, multiple man tag team match. So Andrade is hot property, all right? So he's not going to just jump into anything. He's got all these companies that are just going to be bending over backwards to work with him. And if he is just in talks, I think that's the wise thing to do. Just see what the world has to offer you, Andrade.
Yeah, absolutely. Take your time. There's no need to rush into anything. But I will say, Andrade versus Kenny Omega, it's money right there. That's a match I really, really would like to see at some point. But at the same time, don't see Kenny dropping that belt for a while. On Impact, he was there wearing all three, and it just looks incredible. It looks so stupid and great, and he needs to keep them for a long time. But yeah, Andrade, the world is his oyster at this point. So yeah, take your time, find the deal that's right for you. And yeah, just take your time. You've got all the upside in the world. But yeah, that was the news for today. No Twitter questions because my battery is about to die. So we should wrap up this video before it does, because I've not plugged my laptop in like an idiot. So yeah, I have been Phil Chambers. You can follow me on Twitter at PhilMyChambers, and you can follow Gareth
at fullycharged@gmorgan04.
And you can follow all of us at WhatCultureWWE. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, like the video, comment down below what you think of all of today's stories, and most importantly, go and have yourselves a bloody good day.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.